To talk about how education will affect the race for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016, you first have to go back 16 years. It's when Jeb Bush, then Florida's governor, convinced lawmakers to pass his A-plus plan for education.
Another wacky idea in 1999 in America.
That's Bush, with a little sarcasm, as he explains the plan that year to a New York City think tank, the Manhattan Institute. The plan was built on three ideas: set high goals for students, hold schools accountable for poor performance and reward those which succeed, and expand school choices for parents and students. Today, Bush's wacky idea has become a blueprint for Republicans across the country. Even President Obama, a Democrat, has praised Bush's ideas.
There's no doubt that Jeb Bush's reforms in Florida became a national model.
Michael Petrilli is president of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, an education think tank which generally supports Bush's education ideas. Bush is the 800-pound gorilla in the GOP field. His family has already produced two U.S. presidents. He has been raising tens of millions of dollars over the past several months as he explores a possible presidential bid, and he has an 8-year record as Florida's governor. Education was the issue Bush turned to as he began flirting with a possible presidential candidacy. This is him in February at a summit hosted by the nonprofit advocacy group he founded.
I think if you don't measure, you don't really care. You have to assess where students are.
But Bush is already learning that talking about education at the state level is very different than talking about education at the federal level. Petrilli says things Republicans might vote for in a gubernatorial candidate can turn them off in a presidential race.
Republicans are always of two minds. And what's tricky is that Republicans, on the one hand, very much support education reform, but they also support a limited federal role in education.
This year, that conflict is exemplified by Common Core, a set of math and language arts standards fully adopted by 42 states. Standards outline what students should know at each grade and usually draw little attention from the public. Common Core has the support of many Republicans and the business community. But Common Core became a rallying cry on the right after President Obama encouraged states to adopt the standards in order to receive millions in federal grants. They believed it was another example of the federal government using money to impose its will on states, and that the new standards weren't that tough.
I think you're going to hear Republicans talking about some of these ideas, school choice, you know, higher standards, as something that they support. But when asked very directly, what would you do as president, you're mostly going to hear about giving power back to the states.
Few have promoted Common Core as much as Bush. Petrilli says Bush will have to talk about education in a way that doesn't make voters think big government. At his February education summit, Bush never spoke the words Common Core, but he sketched out what Washington's role should be.
I think it has to be pretty clear that the federal government's role ought to be to enhance reform at the local and state level, not to impose it, because that doesn't work. And there should be, I think there should be prescriptions on what they can't do and what they shouldn't do.
According to Bush, that includes encouraging the use of specific standards, curriculum, or tests. The Fordham Institute's Petrilli says Bush isn't the only likely candidate who can brag about his or her record on schools. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker took on teacher unions and eliminated collective bargaining. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pushed teachers to take a pay cut to balance the state budget. And Ohio Governor John Kasich supports Common Core and pushed to improve charter schools. All are possible candidates.
You have a roster of candidates that are quite strong on this issue from the Republican side.
Petrilli says so many potential GOP candidates have a strong record on schools that education will be a much more important issue this primary. The poor condition of the economy and conflicts around the globe dominated the past two election cycles.
It did not get much airtime in 2008 or 2012, and I think it's going to be different this time around. And for those of us who care about education and schools, I think that's a good thing. You know, it's better to have the country engaged on these issues.
With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.